Good morning. It is January the 18th. This is the Cook Report. My friend Kelvin is here from Cambridge University, drinking with his MG cup. And if you knew him, you'd know why it has MG on it. So today is Monday, and essentially we're going to do a shout out first for Edinburgh Dusters. If Fraser hadn't done the graphics, there would be no Cook Report. He was the nudge that got this whole thing started off and made it happen. Now we're going to talk about Monday's events. And on Monday, the big umbrella is the blog roll. And so I went to the blog roll and said, which one am I going to talk about? Taboola blog. And they announced their partnership that started up on January the 12th. They started a partnership with MSN at Microsoft. So the Microsoft News is going to be a part of their efforts in purveying of information. So that would be one to keep an eye on. And it'll be in the show notes at the bottom down there in YouTube. We're on the YouTube now and on iTunes. And so the Cook Report will have that information available to you. I wanted to talk to you real quick. As always, I'm real quick. About two directories on the internet that relate to WordPress. One of them is wordpress.org WAC support. And when I say WAC, it's a forward slant, the top leaning to the right. They have got 45,725 topics just about installation. So if you have a question that's on WordPress, and it's Sunday night, and you've got the dog on the lap, and no one's awake, go to that forum and get that link. And I have, like I said, I'll have these links in the show notes. And the second one that you might also need for the WordPress environment is the WordPress.org plugin directory. And in there, there are 42,407 plugins. Now, you're going to have people, they're going to say, oh, my God, you don't want to have plugins on your WordPress site. But there's times when you need to, when you have a certain function or a task that you want done that will make you say, gosh, I wish I had a plugin for this. That's where you go to get them. So now I know I normally have more to say about other things, but I really don't. Kelvin, do you have anything for the good of the order on Monday?
A few moments ago, we were on another blab. You were talking about social networks. And I mentioned Friends Reunited.
Right.
Well, I've just read on the BBC News website that Friends Reunited website is about to close.
Uh-oh.
I will post the link to the news story in chat. I'm not sure if it'll work around the world because it's a BBC website, and I don't know if that's accessible to everybody.
Well, I can tell you real quick right now if it's accessible around the world, because I'll just click on it and give that a go. And Friends Reunited website to close down does come up. So we can put that in the show notes as well. So for the people that heard us talking about it, maybe if they can't see the chat because they're on a phone or tablet or whatever, it'll be in the show notes.
So I would say that's breaking news because of in the social media network. Because they were pretty much a leader.
Absolutely.
With social networking or bringing people together, pretty much before Facebook, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Fairly close with Facebook.
Yeah, take a look at that. And welcome to the room, Doug Clement from North Carolina. If there's any news you want to share and put into the podcast, you're welcome to have a seat and hop in. The rest of the world probably doesn't recognize that you are a leader in agricultural industry. So the question has been asked in chat also, how is Pinterest different from Instagram? I think the biggest difference that I think, first thing I thought of was Pinterest you can populate from your desktop, Instagram only from your mobile phone. That was the first difference I thought of. Outside of that, the demographics, I think, are more evenly balanced and perhaps a bit younger in Instagram, and there's more of a celebrity community than the Pinterest community. Do you got any thoughts on that, Kelvin?
I'm fairly new to Pinterest. Pinterest is not necessarily you taking pictures to publicize what you have to say or what you think.
Right.
You're seeing other people's photos, and then you register an interest in them, which can be shared. You're either liking them or disliking them.
Right.
But Instagram is, as you rightly say, is your telephone capturing images that you've taken, presenting your message or capturing your memories, or, you know, making a story from your point of view with your phone. But that's not necessarily the case with Pinterest.
Right. So it's more Pinterest. I think the word parrot comes to mind, because you're going to copy somebody else's whatever recipe. Maybe it's a photo album, something that they created, and then repurpose it because it fits one of the boards you have on Pinterest. Whereas with Instagram, it's the lion's share of it is your stuff. It's rare to see someone copy an image from server A and then repost it up on Instagram as server B, because it's just less work to do it with your own camera of your own backyard than to put someone else's up. So, in conclusion, have a great day. Another shameless shout out for Fraser over at Edinburgh Dusters. That's edinburghdusters.co.uk, and that'll be in the show notes. So if you have a cleaning need in Edinburgh, Scotland, he's the guy, okay? There's no other way to say it. And I just said, I was trying to do such a good job. Some of these days I'm going to have a contest. How many times did Guy say in a podcast? But we're not going to do that today, so don't count them up. Thank you for joining us. Look for us on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. And there I said it again. iTunes is a subscription channel. I want you to have a good day and a great week. Happy Monday to you all. And as I say at the end of all the shows, it's a wrap.